You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 19, Peter's Sins. Today's challenge. Peter was not the first pope. Even if Jesus appointed Peter as leader of the apostles, he would have been disqualified by his sins, particularly when he denied Jesus. Today's defense. Jesus foresaw Peter's denial, took it into account, and afterward confirmed him in office. Peter's denial was very grave. According to John, he denied being a disciple of Jesus. John 18:25. That was a public denial of the faith, albeit an insincere one since Peter did not abandon the Christian movement. Despite this, Jesus had foreseen Peter's denial and told him in advance to take a pastoral role with respect to the other apostles after he repented, saying, "I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail, and when you have turned again, strengthen your brethren." Luke 22:32. He didn't say this to any of the others. Jesus thus envisioned Peter continuing to have a unique leadership role among the apostles even after his denial. It's thus questionable whether Peter lost his leadership role even temporarily, but lest there be any doubt, Jesus afterward publicly confirmed Peter in office. In the presence of the other disciples, he asked Peter three times whether he loved him, mirroring the three denials. Jesus emphasized Peter's unique pastoral role among the disciples by initially asking him, "Do you love me more than these?" indicating the other disciples who were there. When Jesus then told Peter three times to feed his sheep, the other disciples are included in that group. John 21, 15-17. If Peter's denial had cost him his office, it likely wouldn't have prevented him from being the leader of the apostles, but from being an apostle altogether. Yet this clearly did not happen. Peter continued to function as an apostle for decades. What's more, the New Testament continues to portray him as their leader. In Acts 1-12, where he served as the focus of the book, Peter is the leader and central figure in almost every event recorded. The Gospels also were written in the decades after Peter's denial, and the fact that three of the Gospels contain passages in which Jesus formally confers a leadership role on Peter indicates his leadership was still relevant in these decades. See Matthew 16:18, Luke 22:32, and John 21:15-17.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.